Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We're here to educate you and teach you and give you information about injury subjects. We cover a different injury subject each week. We've been doing it for years. And the reason we do it is to give you the information you need to empower you and to try to fight the insurance company that tries to beat you, the injured victim, period. That's it. You need to have information. You need to have somebody on your side. You need to have professionals on your side. You need to know what to do. You need to understand the system. That's why we do these shows. We don't represent insurance companies. We represent you, the injured victim, period. We've been doing that for years. You know, Brad and I each have over 30 years of experience each representing injured victims, helping them put their lives back together again, helping them and their families. It's devastating sometimes when injuries affect the injured victim, the families, maybe a breadwinner in the families. And what do you do? How do you do it? And you think, you know, some of these myths that are covered in our books, and we'll talk about our books a little bit later in the show, but some of these myths that are covered in the book, one myth is, you know, I'm an injured victim. It wasn't my fault the accident happened. And, you know, surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. That's a myth. Surely they're going to. Some insurance company is going to be fair to me. I didn't do anything wrong. I was sitting at a stoplight and I was rear-ended. Surely somebody is going to be fair to me. Wrong. That's wrong. Those are myths. There are other myths. You can get them in our books. Our books are free. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. And you can download the e-copy free, or you can get a hard copy if you want to. You can email us or call us and we'll send you a hard copy in the mail. You know, our first book was entitled Don't Get Hurt in the same accident twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. So Don't Get Hurt Twice. That's got a lot of information there. And that's even got information on how you hire a personal injury attorney. Another book we wrote was a definitive guidelines on the workers' compensation in the state of Colorado. We do car cases. We do workers' compensation cases. We do them all over the state. And we have for years. We've got another book for hit and run called Cowards of the Street, and we got some new books coming out. Okay, you know, today we're still in the middle of our series of, you know, how insurance companies attack your claim, try to beat your claim, and you say why? Because they don't want to pay money. They want to save money. They make millions and billions of dollars, and they have programs to make even more money. And, you know, you got to watch some of these insurance companies when they hire new CEOs, because the new CEO is going to drive up the value of the company, because that gives him or her extra compensation. And so that's how that system works. But the bottom line for you, the injured victim, is you got to understand how these attacks come. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about your damages. And so we've covered in other shows how the accident happens, how they attack your medical records, that sort of thing, and a little bit overlaps. But, you know, Brad, let's go through these damages. And one thing on the damages, one part of your damages that you can and should claim on an injury claim are your medical bills. And so let's enlighten everybody on how you approach your medical bills, how important they are, and how they fit in.
That's probably, to begin with, the primary set of damages you're going to deal with. When we get to damages, we always deal with two sets of damages and categories within those two sets. You have the economic damages and you have non-economic damages. And economic damages, there's two primary categories of economic damages, and that's going to be your medical bills and it's going to be your lost wages, your lost income. So when we talk about medical bills and being economic damage, something where you've lost money, it's money you've had to take out of your pocket to pay for these medical bills that you'll have to take out of your pocket in the future to pay for medical bills. And it's money that you're going to have to find the resources somewhere to be able to pay or assure payment to the medical provider. Otherwise, you're going to lose your medical care. And so insurance companies like to create doubt that you're going to be able to make these payments, that you're going to have the money. They like to create that doubt in you yourself to begin with. Why do they do that? Because if you start getting scared, if you've been hurt and you're scared that you're not going to be able to pay these medical bills, that you're not going to be able to meet the financial responsibility that you're taking on, then you're not going to go get as much medical care. So what happens is you need physical therapy three times a week and you need it for 8 weeks. But you start looking at the bills and you're not getting the bills paid and the bills are racking up and they're getting higher and higher. And the insurance company is not only not paying that, because the other side's the responsible party, the at-fault party's insurance company is not going to pay as you go. They're going to pay at the end. And so they not only start saying, well, you know, we're not going to pay until the end, so you go ahead and figure out how to finance it. But then they go a step further and they start throwing doubt that you're going to get that money. We don't know if that's reasonable or necessary. We don't know if you really are need that treatment. We think you might be overtreating. We think that that's probably caused by something else. We don't think that medical bill or those treatments or what that doctor's doing is something that should be done. Well, they know, insurance companies know, as do the defense lawyers know, that they have doctors who are willing for the seven figures they get every year for doing this, who are willing to step up and say that treatment shouldn't have been given. They know they can find doctors who not only are going to say that treatment shouldn't have been given, but they can also find doctors who are going to say, well, that was too much treatment, or that treatment didn't really relate to any injury that happened in the accident. And if they can't find a doctor to say that, or even if they can find a doctor, they know they have persons who claim to be professionals or experts that work in what they call biomechanical or accident reconstruction, who will try to get their opinion into court that say there's no way the accident caused this medical condition because of the G forces that were involved. And so they start trying to give you that concern. They start trying to make you feel that way at the very beginning that you're not going to get these bills paid, and it will at times drive down your seeking medical care, and they don't want to pay those medical bills.
Right. You know, you need, what we're talking about are your medical bills. What we're talking about, your damages. You need to understand how and when and what you do for a claim. How do you make a claim? When do you make the claim? And how do you do it? And what do you include in the claim? What's a claim anyway? That's what we're talking about. The first part of the claim are your medical bills. So you need to understand all the medical bills that are racked up and charged for the injuries from this accident, this injury, this trauma are recoverable. There's some that you can submit them in, and that's part of your damages. They try to attack them and beat them down. That's what we're trying to show you and teach you and educate you about. But the other thing is all the damages that we're talking about are going to be what we call in the law past and future. What does that mean? Past means, let's say we're 6 months down the line from the accident. So past medical bills means from the date of the accident, it always keys off the date of the accident, from the date of the accident to where we are right now today. That's the past medical bills. So it might be 6 months after the accident. And then you have to consider what your future medical bills are going to be. That's an important part of the claim. The insurance companies never want to talk about or look at the future. Or what your risks are going to be if you have a medical procedure like surgery or injections. What are the risks of it going to be repeated? What's the risk of it's going to fail? What are the risks that it only works in part? What are the risks for the rest of your life? That's what the insurance companies don't want to talk about, the future category and future part of every element and category of damages. But right now we're talking about medical bills. So how do you prove it? What do you show? You know, if your doctor says, you know, you might need surgery in 5 to 10 years, that's part of your claim. That needs to be assessed. That needs to be evaluated. And that's to benefit you. You don't just deal with the past medical bills and say, well, that's all there are, and I guess we can't consider anything in the future. What about the future? But insurance companies usually say that, and Brad and I see this a lot when they're going to try to do a quick settlement. Say, and one example is, we'll pay your medical bills of $3,300, and we'll pay you another $500 for pain and suffering, and we're good to go. No, we're not good to go. That doesn't count your other categories of damages, which we're going to cover. And it doesn't count the future. So, you know, Brad, that's one way they try to attack this. And they, by doing it, they just ignore the future consequences.
Well, and you got to be careful on this because, you know, it's just like a call. We have another radio show, and a call we got from a caller who his son was injured in a bike accident and got hit by somebody. And you know, the caller says, when I'm talking to him off the air, he says, well, the insurance company paid the medical bills. And I said, okay, tell me what you mean by that. He said, well, you know, the guy said, send me the medical bills, and he paid him. And so he just paid my son's medical bills. He said, well, there's a reason he did that. And you've got to understand the reason he did that. And that's because insurance companies know if you don't have a lawyer, if you don't know what the rules are concerning the amount billed versus the amount paid, what he did is when he sent those medical bills to that insurance, to that adjuster who was there knew that he could call up all those medical providers and get a credit. He could reduce the amount he actually had to pay. So the $1,000 bill became a $500 bill. The insurance company paid the $500 bill. When the the injured party would have been entitled to the $1,000. Now, they'll play that game if you don't have a lawyer. If you have a lawyer, they don't play that game because they know the lawyers aren't going to allow that to happen. So when you start getting involved in medical bills, the best thing you need to do is, once again, you need to talk to a lawyer. We spend a lot of time trying to educate people out here listening to us, trying to get you to understand what goes on. We tell you we'll put together game plans for you. We'll talk about your legal game plan. There's a lot of lawyers out there advertising all the time. And when they're doing it, the one thing you've got to remember is that all of them talk about free consultations. Now, some will high pressure you to sign a contract. Some will high pressure you to sign their fee agreement. Other ones are going to sit down and talk to you and give you the opportunity to sign a fee agreement. But you get a free consultation. Why not take advantage of it? Why not come in and talk to the lawyers and learn a legal game plan? We're willing to do it. We do it for free. You can come in and sit down and talk to us. You can go from there.
You know, Bell and Pollock has developed our legal game plan, and we've trademark protected it. We put our 30 plus years of experience into the legal game plan, and it's all to benefit you. And you get a free initial consultation, and you get your free legal game plan right in the free initial consultation. And it's you need to understand the game plan can change. It's like a basketball game. It's like a football game. They might make adjustments at halftime. But the point is, you need to have the legal game plan. You need to have it based on experience, not guesswork. You need to have it based on your injuries, your accident, and that's what you can get at Bell and Pollock. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, your injury attorneys. Will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We're trying to teach you about injury subjects, and why do we do this? We've been doing this for years. You got to ask yourself the question, why do we do this? You know, when we do a Saturday morning live call-in show, that you can ask us any legal question on that show, even though it's we're injury attorneys, we'll try to solve your problem, get you headed in the right direction. Why do we do those things? And why have we done them for years? The answer should be obvious. You need information. You know, you might be an IT person. We don't know about your field. You might be a marketing person. We don't know about your field. I mean, we would come to you and ask you for advice and consultation. You know, you might be a financial advisor. We don't know about that field. What we do know about is how to take care of injured victims. And we wrote the book on it. And we have several books that can give you the information you need. And in our last book was called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. It's free. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an ebook free, or you can call us and we'll send you a hard copy of any of our books. And we got more books coming out. Why do we do that? Okay, so we're talking about today, we're talking about your damages. How do you make a claim? What's part of your claim? How do you know what a claim is? So part of your claim are the medical bills, and that's what we're talking about. And so, you know, you need to present your medical bills, but you need to present them for the past and the future, which we covered at the beginning of the show. But also, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the Garden-Schwartz case, how it relates to medical bills, because medical bills are part of your claim, and how important is that to the insurance company, this Garden-Schwartz case in Colorado?
Well, I want to make sure everybody understands it, too, because it seems that at first blush you'll say it's not fair. So what happens is, let's say you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, a pretty common healthcare insurance company, and you go to the hospital because you've been injured and you go see a doctor, and the doctor's bills are, he's an in-network doctor, and the doctor's bills are $4,000, and Blue Cross Blue Shield pays him $1,500. And you're sitting there going, okay, now what should the at-fault party pay? And the at-fault party, by law, has to pay the $4,000, not the $1,500. As long as that's a reasonable, necessary, and usual and customary amount, the $4,000, he's got to pay the $4,000, not the $1,500 to you. And some people say, well, that's not fair as you're sitting there. But our courts have looked and said, okay, somebody went out and got that health insurance. It's either you or your employer, and you've got it as a result of working for them. And so it does decrease your amount of pay, or otherwise you'd be able to get those benefits. You've paid for it yourself. You've had the foresight to get the health insurance, and somebody's got to get rewarded for it. And our courts have pretty generally and responsibly and consistently said the entity or the person who's going to get credit and going to get the reward for having the insurance is the person that went out and got the insurance, not the person who hurt somebody else due to their negligence. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, they say we're going to give the benefit to the person who actually went out and got the insurance. So this is money you're getting. And when you're dealing in this kind of law and you're dealing in this kind of case, you've got to understand how to compute that and how to put that together. And these are important amount of damages that will help you with regard to being able to recover and obtain full status. Because let me tell you something, when it comes to future medicals, you're going to have a hard fight dealing with insurance companies and dealing with adjusters and dealing with attorneys trying to get the money for future medicals. They flat out don't want to give it to you. As a matter of fact, they'd rather not give it to you, and they'll tell you, well, go sign up for insurance, or go use Medicare, or go use Medicaid, or go use some social some social entity, because what they're doing is they're saying, look, we work for private insurance companies, and we want to make sure we hold on to the money and let the citizens of the state of Colorado pay for your medical bills. And their attitude is just that's the way it goes, or, you know, you can go without the medical care.
You know, and they talk out of both sides of their mouth, because they say to you, they say at points in time that they don't like government programs, social programs, they don't like these enhanced benefits, etc. But when they're trying to save money for their own pocket and not pay you for your future medical bills, did you hear that? When they're trying to not pay you for your future medical bills, what's going to happen to you in the future, one of the things they say, and it's not everything they say, but one of the things they say is, well, we don't have to pay for that. It's kind of speculative. But anyway, just go put yourself on Social Security disability, or go apply for this program or that program. The programs, the very program they say they don't like and they hate. But now, to their advantage, they want you to do that, and they don't want to pay the future medical bills. We're talking about your claim, your injury claim. We're talking about what goes into your claim. We're talking about medical bills. There are other categories we're going to cover in the upcoming shows, but understand we're talking about medical bills. Brad just made a great point about the Garden-Schwartz case in Colorado. It was a very important seminal case decided by the Colorado Supreme Court. And, you know, when you think about it, Brad, you mentioned it, but think about whether or not this is fair. So you pay a premium, let's just say for Blue Cross Blue Shield and health insurance, you pay a premium, you're injured in a car accident, Blue Cross Blue Shield pays for your doctors, your hospital, etc. The doctor bills maybe $2,000 for treatment $4,000 for surgery. Blue Cross Blue Shield pays them $800 out of the $2,000 because that's the contract Blue Cross has with your doctor or hospital. They have contracts. So the wrongdoer, the at-fault party's insurance company, says, well, we don't want to have you consider the $2,000 bill, which is the retail value of the bill. We only want to consider for your claim the actual amount paid by Blue Cross Blue Shield, which was $800. They forget you paid a premium for all that care. They forget you paid a premium, so they want to take advantage of what you paid for years. And the Colorado Supreme Court ended up saying that's not right, and that's not fair, and that's not the way it's going to be. You know, so there's a big fight on the retail value or the discounted value, but for when you're making your claim, you get to count under the Garden Source case the retail value, and you should, because that's the fair, reasonable value of the health care that was provided to you.
So you've got to make sure you don't get an insurance company. And the adjusters on the other side of your case, they're not going to tell you about this. They're not going to discuss it with you. They're going to just try and get you to go along with, look, well, you got your medical bills paid and you don't need anything else. And they know they want to drive down the medical bills because almost every other factor that you're looking at in non-economic damages are compared to. They're not necessarily a percentage of or a multiplication of, but they're compared to what your medical bills are and what your lost time from work is. They're going to look at those two things, and they do that to say, are you really hurt? If you're really hurt, you're going to have medical bills and you're going to get medical care. And if you're really hurt, you're not going to be able to work. If you're able to work, they're going to say, well, you weren't hurt that bad. And, you know, we'll be getting into that at some point, talking about how to deal with lost income, because there are some huge, huge questions that go along with lost income. And you need to be able to address lost income with the adjusters and with the insurance companies. And once again, that's probably for another day, because I'm not so sure we're going to have a lot of time to get into. We'll have some time maybe. But what you've got to do is you've got to make sure that these medical bills are accounted for. And as Gary told you, you know, this is just not present, but it's future. And you've got to be sure you address these future medical bills. And a lot of times it's very difficult to get your healthcare provider to discuss with you future medical bills or future care, because a lot of times the healthcare providers get you to a point, they say, look, you hurt your back. You're going to have pain in your back for the rest of your life now. There's nothing we can do for you. And they move on. And that's it. And that, you know, they're just telling you got to live with it. Well, you know, what about the times that your back freezes? What about the time that your back hurts so much that you go see a doctor for some shots or for some pain medication? Or what about the times that the doctor says 5 years from now, when you've got that same injury causing problems, the doctor says, well, let's get you a little bit of physical therapy or chiropractic care or dry needling or cupping or whatever to try and deal with your back for now. And you've got the money, the expense, and you're going, you know, I didn't collect that from an insurance company. I didn't collect that from the person who hurt me.
You know, and you have to take that in consideration. So let's look at a numerical example in today's show, okay? Let's say you're in a car accident, you're injured, and you go to the doctor, you go to the chiropractor, you go to the emergency room, you go to conservative modalities of treatment, you maybe have acupuncture, you maybe have physical therapy. And so your medical bills now are $20,000. And that's $20,000 because the doctor's billed at $20,000. But the doctor, in fact, has only been paid, let's say you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, has only been paid, instead of the $20,000, the amount that Blue Cross Blue Shield's actually paid out of their pocket for your $20,000 of retail value is, say, let's say $12,000. Now you're trying to settle with the insurance company for the at-fault party, the person who injured you. Now you're trying to do that, and you submit $20,000 of bills, and they say, we're not going to honor that, we're not going to pay that, because we believe and we think and we kind of know that Blue Cross Blue Shield only paid $12,000 or some lower amount than $20,000, so we're going to lowball your claim. And under the Gardner Schwartz case, since you paid the premium for Blue Cross, that's important, since you paid the premium for all those years, you get to take advantage of the retail value of your bills, even though there was a discounted amount paid, because you paid the premium, you helped yourself. And why should the wrongdoer, the Colorado Supreme Court said in essence, why should the wrongdoer and the insurance company for the wrongdoer, the at-fault party, take advantage of your paying premiums for let's say, 20 years, and all of a sudden they want to take advantage of it? And so, you know, Brad, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, let's wrap up this example, and we're going to talk about the subrogation issue of these medical bills, but your past and future medical bills are important. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. We are injury attorneys. You can call us anytime or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do the show every week. You can call us with any questions. You can come in for a free initial consultation. If you've been injured, you get a free legal game plan. We've covered that in other shows. We do have a legal game plan for you based on you, your accident, and your medical condition. Okay, Brad, so we're talking about medical bills today. You can make them part of the claim. You have to build into your case your claim what the future medical bills are going to be, and we've explained to everybody how you the insurance company cannot take advantage of any discounted payment by any insurance company or Medicare or Medicaid or TRICARE or whoever the payer of the benefits is. So how does this get built into the claim, and how does it affect the claim in the end?
Well, you know, like we said, you build it in by saying this is how much it's going to take. These are the medical bills to the current. These are the medical bills to get you to what we call maximum medical improvement. These are the medical bills to take care of maintenance in the future. These are the medical bills to take care of if the doctors are saying you're going to have deterioration just from age and from using that same part of your body and from having the hardware that you've got in your body. Those fit into your damages as far as being actually direct payments. You should be getting that money. A lot of times in the future, if we have what we call an adjacent disc or a disc above and disc below syndrome, where they say, look, if we've had to do some disc work, you're probably going to have the disc above was going to need surgery in 10 years. Somebody's got to sit down and figure out what kind of surgery that is, what that costs now, and what's going to cost in 10 years. So you can get that money and have it available in 10 years to pay for these bills.
Exactly. So you're listening to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We're covering claims. How do you make a claim with the insurance company? How do they try to beat it, defeat it, and attack it? That's our whole series here. How do insurance companies try to beat your claim and mitigate your claim? One part of your medical bills. The future medical bills are important. Give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900 or in the mountains, 970-870-8989, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to our Saturday live call-in shows. You can ask us questions. We'll be glad to do it because we are your champions of the people.